Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Philippa Carisbrook. The Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, says it's a miracle no one has died in the state's floods. Another 6,000 people have been evacuated from rising floodwaters in the past 24 hours, and thousands of others remain on standby. Two weather fronts that hit the state yesterday have moved on, but rivers continue to swell. The Premier has praised rescuers.
And I want to thank all those frontline workers and volunteers who put their own safety on the line, sometimes in the darkness of night, to help people, to rescue people and to bring people to safety.
Flood warnings remain in place in southern Queensland. A major floodwater is active for the Logan River inland from the Gold Coast. A moderate flood warning has been issued for the Albert River south of Brisbane. The rain is expected to clear today. The Prime Minister has apologised for falsely accusing a media organisation of harassment within its own office. Scott Morrison claimed yesterday that News Corp was handling a complaint about a woman being harassed in a female toilet. News Corp says no complaint exists. Federal Liberal MP Katie Allen says the Prime Minister was trying to make a point.
His comments were in response to a pointed question, and he talked about the fact that there is more than one work employer in this place.
A Green senator has accused several government parliamentarians of sexual harassment. Lydia Thorpe claims two senators and two members of the House of Representatives have made suggestive comments and touched her inappropriately. She's told NITV she feels unsafe inside Parliament House.
Enough's enough. We've got to stop talking about the problem and we've got to actually deal with the problem. Men's behaviour, men are the problem here.
New South Wales Police is urging victims of sexual assault to report their abuse, even if they don't want to press charges. It's part of a new police operation, launched after thousands of women shared stories of abuse they experienced growing up. Police say they'll support survivors. An Australian-made COVID-19 vaccine could be given to people today. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the use of more than 830,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. They were produced in Melbourne. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says it's a big day.
This vaccine will now be rolling out to general practices, general practice respiratory clinics, and to Aboriginal health services right across Australia.
United States President Joe Biden has called for a ban on assault weapons and tighter gun control measures. It follows mass shootings in Boulder, Colorado, and Atlanta. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News in Easy English.